ओम साई राम। मे बाबा ग्रांट द डिवाइन एनर्जी टू ऑल हिज डिवोटीज। टुडे आई विल बी टॉकिंग अबाउट योर डिजायर इज आवर डिजायर एज रिटन इन द बुक साई एट 366 विच टॉक्स अबाउट द हैपनिंग ऑन 7th डिसेंबर। The first ever Sufi yogini among the ladies was Rabia. Many reputed Sufi saints used to see her. Once, most famous Abdul Amir has come to see Rabia along with Sofian. Rabia was suffering from fever at that time. Sofian told her that if you ask and pray, this fever would be reduced. Don't you know that whose decision was this? It was his decision to get me to this difficulty, told Rabia. Sofian said yes to this. Then, knowing that it was his decision, how can I pray against his decision? We should have the feeling that we are the true sevakas of him. His decision should be ours, she told. Whatever God gives, it must be taken. If you give sickness, take sickness. If you give misery, take misery. Moreover, it is wanted, not prayed, that it should not be. None would be there who didn't know the devotee Mirabai. She had a master. His name was Ravi Das. He used to live by stitching the footwear. Mirabai felt unhappy and felt difficult when her master used to live by stitching the footwear of others. She was spending time like a Maharani, that is queen or princess. Immediately, she bought a costly jewel to give it to her master. Ravi Das refused to accept the jewel, saying that he does not want it. Mirabai, with the love for her master, kept that jewel in a ceiling and told her master about this and took leave and went away. Ravi Das happily smiled for the love and affection that she was having towards him. Some time passed. Mirabai has come to her master Devi Das again, exchanged questions on well-being. Mirabai found the jewel in the same place where she kept during her last visit. That is in the ceiling itself. Ravi Das told her that I have a lot of wealth. You take your jewel. Mirabai has recognized her master's greatness. Sai Baba, on December 7th, year 1910, has told his devotees that one should be satisfied with what was given by God. There won't be any difference in the life of any yogini or yogi than this. It is enough for us to have what Sai Baba has given to us. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. The moral of the story is, more often than not, we get carried away in the materialistic world of life. We always compare our wealth to others, our prosperity with others, our knowledge with others, and we start to envy. Instead of comparing or counting with others, it is better that we start being contented and satisfied with what we have. Each one of us get what is destined, what we deserve, and what we ought to have, based on our karma. my request to all Sai Bandhus is to start counting on the blessings and be satisfied with what you have, and start to help the poor and needy. A little portion of what you have, which can make others' life worthwhile. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com.